Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
They'll snap it from the Indy 12-yard line. Richardson, empty backfield. He's in the gun. Here's the snap. Richardson looking, firing right side. It's picked off by Petrie. Petrie running across the 10 to his right, and he's stacked up inside the 8-yard line. Richardson coughs it up. Jalen Petrie with the INT. First and goal, Houston.
You're probably wondering, why are you playing a highlight from Week 8, the Colts game, where Anthony Richardson throws a pick? Well, the reason I'm playing it this morning as we bump into the show, I don't know if you've heard the good news, Seth, but yesterday the Texans clinched the 2024 AFC South Championship. I know people are probably like, why? There was no game yesterday. I'm looking at the standings. The Colts are still just two games back. Granted, the Texans have the tiebreaker, but let's do the math. That only really counts as one game, them sweeping the Colts, and I'm doing the math here. No, there's still seven games left in the season. The Colts went back to Anthony Richardson yesterday as their starting quarterback.
Right.
Two weeks after saying Joe Flacco will be our quarterback for the rest of the year.
Yes.
They went back to Anthony Richardson and his seven interceptions yesterday.
Will be the quarterback for the rest of the year.
That's what they said. Yeah, yesterday. Yes. Again. Yeah, yeah.
Depending on when your fiscal calendar operates, you know, which is, who knows?
That's true.
Up there, maybe that's what they were using.
If you operate on a November 11th fiscal calendar year.
Right.
Yeah.
That's probably what they were talking about. But through the rest of this fiscal year, Joe Flacco will be our quarterback. And then they also clarified, no, this has nothing to do with Joe Flacco's atrocious performance from this past week.
No.
The guy that we had said would be benched for the rest of the year is now our quarterback for the rest of the year. Because in the 2 weeks that he's gone, he's gotten better at these things. Like what Shane Steichen said, it's the attention to detail and everything Richardson does.
Oh, I have
it's
got to
be a higher standard.
I have the cut. Do you want?
Oh, you have the cut. Oh, yeah.
Steichen
play the cut. Play the cut.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
I didn't really. Yeah, let me hear from Steichen.
Yeah,
mouth.
Here's Steichen talking about the decision. He actually kind of leads a whole preamble before leading up to the very dramatic reveal. Here it is.
Yeah. I want to address, you know, Anthony's situation. You know, I've said the process for a long time. And what I mean by that, it's the attention to detail in everything he does. From the classrooms to the walkthroughs to practice to the weight room, all those little things, right? It just got to be at a higher standard. And that's what was talked about. And that's where we went with it. And so that was discussed with him 2 weeks ago. And those are the conversations that took place. And over the last 2 weeks, he's made strides in those areas, big time strides, becoming a pro's pro. And is he a finished product? No, he's not. And it's my job to help him get there along with the rest of the coaching staff. But he's a hell of a talent. Like I said, we've never lost faith or belief in him and his abilities. And he's shown strides. He really has. And with that being said, he will be our starter again. He's going to start this week. He's going to start the rest of the season. All right. And we're going to go from there.
Boy, there's nothing to like hearing more about than a quarterback who just doesn't quite get the whole, hey, let's work hard and pay attention to detail.
But in 2 weeks, he's picked it up.
He picked it up. Yeah. He changed everything. He went on a crash course in maturity over the course of 2 weeks. Now all of a sudden, he's a regular Peyton Manning in there, dialed in on all the details, all the finer aspects. This is what, look, you know what, though? I have to say, I mean, this is the dicey thing about drafting quarterbacks these days. They're so raw compared to what they used to be coming out of college. And look at Kyler Murray. I mean, Kyler Murray is a guy that, you know, at one point they wanted to write a clause into his contract to be sure he was actually doing some work away from the building. It took him a few years to kind of figure things out. Had to go through find a different offensive coordinator now. And ironically enough, now that Cliff Kingsbury is also doing really well with another rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield. You know what the problem is? Poor Baker Mayfield. I get him in my mind mixed up with Johnny Manziel. Baker Mayfield, there weren't really questions about whether he was competitive or professional.
Two very spunky, dark-haired, Texas-based, undersized quarterbacks. Yeah.
And Baker was raw in that he came from an air raid-type system, which it's hard to adapt to the NFL. But he did well early on, then got injured, and then yada, yada, yada. I feel awesome about Shane Steichen pretending like, no, Anthony Richardson earned his way back in by acting like he actually understood what it takes to be an NFL quarterback.
I watched this whole Steichen press conference yesterday. It was about 8 minutes late. It was his Wednesday media availability. It was your usual coach's press conference, but it was very Richardson centric. And obviously the Texans don't play the Colts anymore this year, but the Colts are the most relevant team to the Texans, not named the Texans, because the division championship is going to likely be the Texans' path into the postseason. So the Colts are the closest team to them in the division right now. I don't know that anybody – I watched this thing and I was waiting for the question, and if it was asked and I missed it, then so be it. But nobody asked him, like, are you putting Richardson in because you think he gives you a better chance to win?
Right.
You know, and I know the answer would have been we're always trying to win. No coach is going to admit – especially if they're mathematically still in it, to the developmental aspect of this. But I do wonder if this is way more about Anthony Richardson's development versus them giving him a better chance. Because the fact of the matter is, he may too give them a better chance to win right now. Flacco's been awful since he got back in there, you know? Yeah. And their schedule does ease up a little bit here.
He might, and this is the thing, too. I don't know. Theoretically, I felt like Flacco might give them the best opportunity to win more games. But if the Texans were still going to play Anthony Richardson or play the Colts, I would prefer to see Joe Flacco. Just because on any given Sunday, Anthony Richardson's capable of making a few miraculous throws, running for a touchdown, doing all those things that on any given Sunday can make your life hell.
Yep.
So now that the Texans have faced the Colts twice, I don't worry about it as much. I think it's also clear, though, by Steichen's comment that Richardson just wasn't paying attention to detail in enough things and he had to make stride in those areas. Mm-hmm. Like him, Richardson tapping out because he was tired, that feels like that was just the cherry on top of, okay, this guy just doesn't get it. It wasn't in isolation. As many people as we expected them to, people tried standing up for Anthony Richardson, acting like, no, tapping out for a quarterback is no big deal. Why would a young quarterback doing something that nobody can remember any other quarterback ever doing in the history of the NFL is such a big deal?
Yeah.
because it's a bunch of stuff like this where he just doesn't get it.
Right. They're acting like this happened, like that, what you're talking about, happened 2 years ago. Happened two weeks ago, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
It's
so
crazy.
So we know he just hasn't been paying attention to detail in everything that he does. It has to be to a higher standard. And he also tapped himself out of a game.
Yep.
They got to be pooping liquid up there right now in Indianapolis
over
how much money they're paying this
kid. How would you feel if you were a veteran on that team? If you were a defensive lineman 10 years in, like you were with the Texans here in 2006, and you know, like you and you know, you went through the whole David Carr thing when you were a player here, you know, like so, and that obviously was a long play. You know, David was the quarterback for a long time. Richardson might be done after. Like Richardson, Shane Steichen would never say this in a press conference. There's a very good chance he's playing for his job next year right now, right, Anthony Richardson, because he may just not be equipped to be he may not have a good enough accuracy and all the things that go with being a franchise quarterback to be a franchise quarterback. How do you think the vets are feeling on that team?
I don't know. You know what would be a good question? Brunel would never give me an answer on this because he's actively working in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
But I would be curious about the Jets back when Mark Sanchez was the quarterback and they were having success, except that all the stories that have come out from those Jets with Rex Ryan was that Sanchez was incredibly immature, like almost childlike
in New York,
making fart jokes and stuff. Yeah, just he was a big kid, yeah. You know, and he just wasn't ready for everything that came with that. And meanwhile, Brunel was the backup quarterback. And I wonder, and they had a really good defense. And you wondered, all right, yeah, they made it to an AFC championship game. Would they have been better off with any veteran quarterback, like Mark Brunel at that point or something?
They made it to back-to-back AFC title games.
Yeah, and it never once felt like Sanchez was the guy driving them to
that. No, never, not even close.
Yeah.
You know what I'm excited is back? Seth Payne, Anthony Richardson, completion tracker.
Completion watch, yeah.
Completion watch is back, yeah.
I'm convinced that the Colts were just gaming the system when they benched Anthony Richardson, figuring, all right, well, let's quit right now while he's got a 50.2% completion percentage.
Right, like sitting a guy.
A little taste of success.
Like sitting
you know?
A guy, yeah, like sitting a guy when his batting average is like .301 towards the end of the year.
Yeah. So we'll just get him back on track and then like psychologically he'd be like, yeah, I'm a 50% passer in the NFL.
That's right.
That's hard to do.
And he's got all offseason to think about how awesome he is. Yeah.
It's hard to do in 1973.
There's some
There's
some people who are mad at me on the 5-Hour Energy family.
Oh, no.
5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans. Well, as you heard, Seth, I just anointed the Texans AFC South champs, and we're not even to Thanksgiving yet.
Who are you, Ted Cruz?
Damn,
get out of here.
Damn, right? Damn, watch.
Get out of my sports venue.
Watch the Colts go on a heater and win out now. Text message, Sean, I have way too much football PTSD for you to be celebrating a division title midway through the season.
So this is, you're going to become the new, when nobody wants to see Ted Cruz show up at an important sporting event in Texas.
They don't want me talking
about
their team.
You're going to be the new, like, don't be talking about the team when things are good,
Sean,
damn it.
You do a great job. There's one thing we have to ask you not to do anymore. Talk about the Houston teams.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I like the Rockets too right now. The Rockets are on a nice little roll right now.
Where are we, by the way? I know with the heightened political climate and everything, I feel like that's old school safe to joke about with politics. Just kind of laugh about Ted Cruz being a curse when he shows up in an
We're
event.
Going to we get, on this show. You know, let's
we get, like people aren't don't get overly sensitive about that, dude.
I don't
text in if you get sensitive about that or something.
Getting,
let me know why.
Were they getting sensitive about it over the last month or so when he would show up at things?
I don't know what anybody gets sensitive over these days.
They tend to
get sensitive about lots of things.
I try to depoliticize most of my time, all of my timelines. So yeah, I'm not
I feel like that's sure. a bipartisan thing when people know that hey, maybe you're the biggest, maybe you donate to super PACs and whatnot and everything, but like you still are kind of like, yeah, but just don't go to my Astros games.
But I think even like Republican Astro fans and Texan fans are like, just stay home, you know. Just
I think Cruz has kind of joked about it a little bit.
He would be smart too. That would be the smart thing to do. All right, so Anthony Richardson, he is he is back in as Colts starting quarterback. That is the team that's chasing the Texans. We got a lot of Texans to get to. Rockets win last night, 111-103 over James Harden and the Clippers. One real quick thing on that. It was wild last night, Seth. The Rockets had a huge lead in the late third and early fourth quarter of that game. They were up by like 20 against the Clippers. And the Clippers leave their backups in, and they make this huge run at the Rockets with James Harden on the bench. And I'm like, this is like the most bizarro thing ever. Like 10 years later, the Clippers are making a run at the Rockets in a game with James Harden on the bench.
They're not using James Harden. Yeah, it just is more. And I mean, Harden was he started off hot, and then he finished off after Thompson and Eason started handling him. He finished 2 for 11.
Yeah,
He was on the bench as the Clippers were making a big comeback of the old semifinals when the Rockets made a huge comeback. That was the game that basically did in Rudy.
No, Kevin McHale.
I mean, excuse Kevin McHale, yeah.
Rudy would actually win the war with James Harden.
Right. Yes, excuse me. I've got a little bit of Rockets dyslexia this morning just because I was watching that game on my phone, and the Clippers wearing white with the red coloring and with Harden being out there, it took me like the whole first half to get used to that's not James Harden on the Rockets.
It is weird.
I had to keep consciously reminding myself. And now it's spilling over into Kevin McHale and Rudy Tomjanovich.
It was poor Rudy. all right. Texans Cowboys coming up on Monday. Boy, the line on this game. Are the Texans of all teams equipped for this right now? We'll tell you what it is coming up next.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.